Only a few hours after UN inspectors reported to the Security Council, Iraq's deputy prime minister held a press conference in Rome. As NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports, Tariq Aziz promised that Baghdad would do everything possible to cooperate with the UN inspections program.
Tariq Aziz had come to Rome at his own request to see Pope John Paul II and to press Iraq's case against war in Europe. In a brief statement issued after the visit to the Vatican, the Holy See spokesman said John Paul had urged Iraq to show complete commitment to UN weapons inspection. And at a crowded press conference this evening, Aziz expressed his country's willingness.
We are genuinely working with the inspectors to help them to reach the truth. We will do whatever possible in our hands, in our capability, to help them reach the ultimate truth about the absence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Aziz stressed the danger lurking behind U.S. plans to attack Iraq. He said such an aggression is baseless, illegal, immoral, and imperialist. And he claimed it is directed at colonizing Iraq, dominating its oil fields, and reshaping the whole Middle East region according to American and Israeli interests. He warned European countries not to take part in war against Iraq.
The Christian countries, if they participate in such a war of aggression, it will be interpreted by the Arab and Muslim world as a crusade against the Arabs and against Islam. And that's going to disturb and poison the relationship between the Arab and Islamic world on the one hand and the Christian world on the other.
Aziz refused to answer a question from an Israeli reporter, but later claimed that Iraq doesn't have the means to attack beyond its territory. The deputy prime minister, who is a member of Iraq's dwindling Christian community, will go to Assisi tomorrow to pray at the tomb of St. Francis. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.